It's Friday, November 16th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Social, episode 39. Don Mead is joined by Abby Wolf, Camille Birch, and Mike Kirby talking about marketing for the future. Mike Kirby starts off talking about just how far you should plan for budgets and events.
What we do, obviously, events, we have to plan a lot more in advance. So that's something we start looking at almost a year in advance from when they happen. So we typically plan those on a rolling 12 months. From a budgeting standpoint, this is about the time we start looking at what we spent this year and trying to figure out next year's budget. And then what we do, we create kind of a skeleton calendar to say, here's what we want to do next year. And then we plan about a quarter in advance. We fill in the details just because we're changing so much right now. What we think we're going to market next fall might be completely off if we plan too detailed right now. So that's the only other thing I'd add, is kind of create a skeleton and then fill it in as you get close.
Kind of like Disney plans. Don't plan too much, but plan enough so you have some structure. That's great. Taking off from that question a little bit, do you tailor your marketing towards your end user? You know, do you differentiate your marketing calendar by the vertical that you're targeting? For instance, schools that are buying for an installation for summer, would you market to that? You know, do you change your marketing plan to aim for spring for the school field, or end of fiscal year for the government, end of September, or end of year end for financial and commercial companies?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, we don't want to pelter people with too much information. So we do. Part of our skeleton calendar is we plan, what are we going to do? So is it a blog, an email, an event? And then it also, we plan what vertical. So we basically have three main verticals we target. I mean, we work in all of them, but the three that we really focus on. And so we do, we say, okay, this is going to be a great example was the K-12. You know, right around back to school, we do kind of a back to school newsletter. Now that you find all the crap that doesn't work in your school, we can help you fix it. Just stuff like that. Yeah, absolutely. We do try and target messages to specific verticals. I wish we could get even more targeted and go, you know, within those verticals.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.